I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. A U.S. judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked a push from President Donald Trump to pause federal funding on grants and loans, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The judge moved minutes before a freeze that could total trillions of dollars was to take effect, pausing it until Monday. The freeze had sparked confusion and panic among groups relying on Washington for their financial lifelines.
There's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media. There's no uncertainty in this building.
Trump spokeswoman Caroline Levitt said the administration's trying to be good stewards of public funds and making sure the nation complies with the president's executive orders rolling back progressive actions. But several state attorneys general, like California's Rob Bonta, objected and sued, saying Congress had already authorized the spending.
We won't stand by while the president breaks the law and oversteps his authority.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Deportation flights between the U.S. and Colombia resumed on Tuesday following a dispute between the two countries that nearly led to a trade war, AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
Two Colombian Air Force planes carrying more than 200 migrants were expelled from the U.S. and landed at Bogota's International Airport. One Colombian national who was deported, Wolfran Vasquez, says, they were boarded on a plane in chains with no food. They were handcuffed to the vehicle, and when they arrived to a Colombian plane, the handcuffs were removed so officials wouldn't see the inhumane treatment they had gone through. The diplomatic drama, which began over the weekend, provided clues on how Donald Trump's new administration would deal with countries standing in the way of its immigration policies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is VOA News. Violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has forced many families to flee their homes, with many seeking refuge in places like neighboring Rwanda, Solomon Solomon reports.
Gunshots echo through Goma, one of the largest cities in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as terrified civilians scramble for safety. The city and its surrounding regions are the latest epicenter of a conflict between the Congolese army and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group, although Kigali denies its support for the group. The conflict is part of a broader war in eastern DRC, where more than 120 militants and armed groups operate, often competing for control of the area's rich mines. North Kivu province, a long-standing flashpoint, has seen a surge in fighting, forcing people like Lomu Biondo Manuel to flee repeatedly.
We face a lot of hardships. We want to go back to our original homes. We want peace.
Another woman fleeing Mugwanga, one of the largest camps for displaced people near Goma, says civilians are caught in the crossfire.
We have nothing to give to our children that we are running with. We are just fleeing with nothing. It's all in God's hands. All we can do is run.
Humanitarian organizations warn that the situation is deteriorating rapidly. Salim Solomon, VOA News.
Serbian Prime Minister Milos Vucevic resigned on Tuesday following weeks of anti-corruption protests that have swept across the country. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Demonstrations were triggered by the collapse of a railway station roof in the city Novi Sad, killing 15 people. What started as small protests in the area ballooned to widespread backlash. Vucevic told a press conference he and the mayor of Novi Sad would resign, meeting the demands of, quote, some of the most extreme protesters. This now former PM is the highest ranking official to step down. Vucevic blamed foreign interference for stoking the protests without providing evidence.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. France's president announced on Tuesday plans to modernize the Louvre Museum. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Mona Lisa will get her own dedicated room. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.